The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So, hey, when are we going to get back to the dog conversation?
Hopefully soon.
Okay.
It's perfect. Just in time. A lot of people are traveling.
Yeah.
A lot of people on planes. And we've certainly heard stories about boa constrictors in people's luggage, you know,
yeah,
as their emotional support animal.
Yeah, that was another one that was in this story that I was.
Oh, really?
Somebody found, yeah.
That was one of the crazier ones. Yeah. People brought peacocks and pigs. And, you know, I get it. I get the conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to hear more opinions about it. But there's a lot of things trending this morning. A lot of things trending, rather. Yellowstone was a smash hit. I think it did 12 million viewers for the series season finale on Sunday night. That's massive for a cable network. Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I have a new I told you so about Yellowstone?
No.
I thought I did. If I did, maybe you'd stop me.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yeah.
I did tell you this?
You did.
Okay.
But just now that
all right, Quentin Tarantino said Yellowstone is a soap opera. Yeah. And people freaked out on him. You know, this is a filmmaker who's very successful.
Yeah.
I said this had turned into a soap opera a few seasons ago, and that's why I stopped watching it.
You bailed.
So glad to know Quentin Tarantino's out there listening.
That's what happened. So a lot of people check that out. We'll see if there's a season six on the way. A lot of people think there might be.
I thought there was a spinoff coming.
There's a lot of spinoffs.
Yeah.
That with that Beth and Rip.
Mm-hmm.
Something who got so.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I still like looking at him.
Who, Rip?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You probably don't like him without his makeup and all, when he just looks like himself.
Yeah, like no beard, his blonde hair, just a no. But him as Rip, I love him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just so manly.
Yeah.
Ride that horse, you know?
I can relate to that.
Yeah, you can.
Billboard has announced a few of their top 10 greatest pop stars of 2024, and number 10 is Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Pop star.
Is he pop?
He's everything.
He's on the pop charts, but is he a pop star? You know, you have to have these conversations when you're putting together lists. Is that pop? I mean, it's popular.
The ones that were on the pop charts would be considered pop.
Sure.
Morgan Wallen's also on the pop chart. He's also a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because that's where I first started liking him, with his hip hop stuff and all of that. And now that he's gone all country, I mean, I guess one of the top country artists played on radio this past year too. So he's just across the board.
Yeah.
People love, he's even on the new Snoop Dogg album on one of the songs.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Can't wait to hear that. Number 9 is Billie Eilish. Number 8, Post Malone. 7 is Beyonce. So we'll see. I'm sure Taylor's going to be in there. A couple other artists. So they caught a little bit of heat with that last one, greatest pop stars of the last 25 years. So they're trying to repackage it with a new list.
And you said this is Billboard?
This is Billboard. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they're working on a documentary about the Titan submersible, mm-hmm. which is that, you know, underwater craft that went to go see the Titanic and imploded with, I think, 6 people inside.
Yeah, and I'm surprised we don't already have that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I thought they started working on that the day that it happened.
They
started going and investigating and doing stuff.
People couldn't believe the story. Why would you go down in this homemade submersible to go see the Titanic? People couldn't believe that it had happened, but now they're going to make a full documentary, and I will watch that. I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know, too.
What happened? So, something happened yesterday. And I have not stopped. I couldn't sleep last night. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Spent my afternoon in an emergency vet visit yesterday.
Hate those.
Ugh. In the middle of the week, this close to Christmas. Thanks a lot. Riley, my dog.
Oh, it was your dog?
It was my dog. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Took him out for a walk yesterday, went through the woods on this dirt way, they call it. So it's like a greenway, but no one takes care of it. So they call it a dirt way. So it's nice. Just unpaved and weeds everywhere. And it's pretty rugged for my standards. So at one point in this dirt way, there's like a clearing and there's nobody ever out there because it's muddy and it's disgusting. So I take him off the leash and that's like his off leash time. And he gets excited for this one straightaway, like the whole walk, he's kind of going towards it. So I take him off the leash and he just like a bullet every time he takes off. And it's impressive to me because I rarely see him run at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gunning it up. through the mud, mud's flying everywhere. He's having a ball. Gets to the end of the clearing, and I hear from 50 yards away,
Oh, no.
I went, here we go. Now, by the time I make it up to him, he's standing there fine, but he's still whining a little bit. And I figure, oh, he must have, like, just pulled something. So we go home, and it's about a quarter of a mile away from my house. And I get settled in to do some work, and he's downstairs. Doesn't even follow me upstairs to my office. And then I hear him again, whining. So I'm like, oh, here we go. Schedule the emergency vet visit. And after hundreds of dollars, and x-rays, and a complete vet visit from, as they call it, tip to tail, tip of nose to tail, the full body inspection. They kind of confirm what I already knew. He's got some arthritis. He is 7 years old, and he's overweight, which is exacerbating the arthritis. And they said, what are you feeding him? And I said, I gave him the brand of food. And they said, what kind of treats? And I said, the pepperoni. And they said, oh, the pepperoni sticks? I go, no, pepperoni. I give him pepperonis. they said, well, you know, I was joking. But he's significantly overweight. And so now he's on two medicines, anti-inflammatory and a pain. And a what?
Ozempic.
And maybe Ozempic.
Yeah. Give me some of that.
I don't know how he's overweight.
So he didn't pull anything? Nothing?
No.
He just arthritis?
I think he was just feeling the effects of the arthritis.
Oh, bless.
So he's on an anti-inflammatory and pain medicine now.
When I was young and going to school for a career, if I would have known that I was going to be living in a big city with a bunch of people who are willing to spend whatever they have to spend on dogs.
Yeah.
I would have become a vet. That is just a money making operation.
This vet clinic looks like an Apple store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everything is glass, white, natural wood floors, silver, millennial ready. Mm. And they charge that much.
And if it's after hours, you better buckle up, son. Yeah. It's $500 to walk in the door.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like an after hours after 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
I bet you could go to a regular emergency room with a kid with a broken arm. And it wouldn't cost as much as taking a dog to the vet.
I don't
know. Emergency.
Because the kid will be fine, but my dog's going in.
So, yeah, I spent all afternoon shoving pills down his throat in an angry way this close to Christmas.
Don't you have pet insurance?
I used to have pet insurance, but then he got fine. He didn't have any more problems, so I was like, I'll cancel that. Don't need that anymore.
Yeah, that's what people should do as they age.
Yeah.
Cancel the insurance.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I can't believe that we have unearthed this audio from back when Lindsay was young. You know, we talk about her being, you know, on the dance team in college, and she was an NBA dancer and all of that. But rarely have we mentioned that she had just a short period of her life when she was young where she was a pageant girl. And we've managed to find a clip from when she was in this pageant during the interview portion. So listen carefully.
What is more important to you, beauty or intelligence?
And she's thinking.
Thank you for that question. The most obvious answer would be to choose intelligence because beauty is subjective. We are viewed differently by different people. However, I believe that I don't have to choose between the two because I possess both. Thank you.
Yes, sister. That's who I'm talking about. I bet she got so much hate for that. I love it.
Because I possess both.
And she did. She's pretty.
Well, didn't you say that was in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine how beautiful.
She was pretty.
Speaking the truth. You never hear that in a pageant.
No.
Because pageant girls are Yep. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I, in
yeah,
a nice way.
Yeah, you couldn't see this probably if you're not watching on the video and the YouTubes and stuff. But when I said Lindsay was a pageant girl, she was like, "Huh? What?"
Yeah, I was like confused. Never. Thank you.
Oh, you never did the pageant?
No. Hell no.
Oh, really? No. Anti-pageant, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not really what you would call the most graceful person.
Right.
Riggins. You
is
know.
She not?
No.
What's your favorite food? A jalapeno Slim Jim?
Like, yeah, I mean, true. I mean,
she's not going to be, you know, I bet she couldn't walk down the hall with a book on her head. Because, you know, that's what they used to do. They train pageant girls to be able to walk with the book on their head without it falling off. She's a country girl.
Yeah. It was the thing to do cotillion when I was growing up, and I hated it. Oh, my God. My mom made me go, and I couldn't do any of that.
She was a little tomboy. Remember the haircut? She's shown us a thousand times. She had that boy haircut. She had the personality and disposition that went along with it.
Really?
Huh.
Well,
she was chawing tobacco out there, whittling on the front porch with a corn cob pipe.
Yeah.
Killing rats with a hammer.
Doing all that.
No, I mean.
That's why her mama got her in cheerleading at such a young age. She was, you know, worried she was just going to be nothing but a masculine old farmer.
Farm girl. Life.
I should have done pageants. It would have.
Yeah, I guess that's why I think like the dancing, I thought there was some sort of like.
There's not.
A parallel.
No. Here. Dancers are way cooler. No, I'm
but
just
you,
kidding.
But you did have to be graceful enough to do ballet and all of that stuff.
Sure. Heck, yeah. That was my major in college. Yeah. Ballet. It was. I know people make fun of that, but it was hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Clearly, I didn't make it. So,
I mean, the,
here we are.
The ballet program at East Carolina University, I mean, it is world renowned.
Yeah, it is.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Oh, Brother Riggins, I don't know if you've seen this news where it could end up being a problem that we have spreading across U.S. America. It started in South Carolina when that lab lost all those monkeys.
Yeah.
And they still aren't all accounted for, are they?
No,
we checked.
Six, I believe, are still. We haven't gotten updates on the six.
They're at my house.
And so... that was in Columbia, right? Was it Columbia where the lab is?
I think so.
Beaufort County. Beaufort County.
But now there have been monkeys sighted in Florida, in one town roaming around in Orange City, Florida. Now, I don't think these are the South Carolina monkeys that have traveled up or down to Florida. Because these look grown. And didn't they say those other ones were babies?
Yeah, they said they're size of cats.
Yeah, well, these are not. These are full-on, those macaque monkeys, full-size, look like they're ready to rip your face off at any moment.
Just roaming free?
Yeah. There's a, a tour boat captain that was traveling through there, and he saw... monkeys on the bank, and then people are now seeing them up sitting on fences in neighborhoods and stuff.
Oh, great.
So the exact number of loose monkeys remains unknown. Officers are urging residents to exercise caution if they encounter one. Don't feed them. Don't try to call them up. And the reason that they have to say that is because people are stupid enough to actually do it.
Right. Yikes. This is bad.
It's bad. Monkeys are taking over.
It's Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
There's a place in South Carolina called Monkey Island where there's loose monkeys, I think, but I've never heard about them in Florida.
Mm-hmm. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is leading the response to locate the monkeys whose origin is unknown. And they don't know how many there are, where they came from or anything. They just know they is monkeys on the loose.
Crazy.
So the tour boat captain, his name's Colin, he spotted a monkey believed to be a what do they call it? Rhesus macaque.
I don't know.
Swinging through the trees along the St. John's River.
swinging like,
he said, like yeah, just like yeah. the jungle.
And they said the sighting took him by surprise. Oh, really?
I guess so. Yeah.
You know, you're in Florida. You don't really expect to see giant monkeys swinging through the trees.
Right.
Give me a break. This we have this person leading the response efforts. The response effort should be a guy named Jerry with a shotgun.
Yeah. You're right. Right.
They got all these alligator break. Hunters and everything. They can go out there and capture alligators. There should be the same, like, all these boa constrictors and everything that people bring into Florida mm-hmm. that have to be taken out of people's yards and stuff.
Come on.
But it's going to come down to, now you moved into Florida. South Carolina, I thought, may have a problem. Not a problem, but this may be a solution to people in South Carolina would be shooting them if they came up in their yard or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we're in Florida.
Right.
When everybody in Florida is looking to shoot something.
I thought
right.
so.
Right.
Yeah. Shoot it with firework. I mean, yeah. I love animals as much as the next person, but yeah. we can't have grown monkeys no. swinging around yeah, in communities.
They carry diseases.
Sitting up on top of your fence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kids that. Can't go outside or anything.
You know what it's gonna take? That macaque stealing somebody's Maltipoo.
Exactly.
Or Yorkie.
Yeah. Right.
And running off with it. And they're going to be like, mm-hmm. all right.
Yeah, it'll be a town a posse going out to find them. I'll round them up, kill them.
Mm-hmm. It's got a golden retriever in a headlock. Like, bring it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins being gross.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Calm down.
Nasty.
Yeah, all right.
We need to hurry up and get through with this show because we have so much sugar sitting in front of us that we need to eat.
oh, I'm eating it already.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Lindsay waits for no one to eat.
Yeah.
To eat sweet treats.
When it's Christmas crack, I just can't not.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson trending this morning. He was out and about, and people say he looks better than ever. He's 2 years sober. He's put on a little bit of weight. They say he looks very healthy.
He does.
I like Pete Davidson.
I like him too.
But, I mean, Pete Davidson looks better than ever. I mean, how high of a bar is that?
Well, women find him insanely attractive. He's dated some of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
They don't
find Kardashian.
You know,
trash.
Ariana Grande,
trash. What they like about
but Ariana Grande, you can't use her because she's only attracted to ugly men.
What?
She's had a lot of ugly guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's also had some handsome ones.
Other than Big Sean, who?
Her husband was handsome.
Who?
The guy she married.
What was his name?
What was his name? They just got divorced not that long ago.
I didn't think.
I mean, now she's dating SpongeBob, the guy from Broadway. He's not what you would call traditionally handsome.
I'm telling
handsome.
You, she doesn't like handsome guys.
Okay. Well,
and there's not one thing good looking about Pete Davidson.
No?
No.
Well,
you may like him. You may think that he's funny and that makes him fun to be around and kind of makes him a little sexy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you just took his picture and showed it around to people who don't know who he is, nobody would say, yeah, that's a good looking guy.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a harsh take.
I'm a harsh person. Hey, welcome to World War Me, Riggins. Huh? I'm a realist.
You are a realist, no doubt. Today's National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
The Couchon Delay.
Huh.
I found out that when Alabama, the football team, plays Arkansas, they roast a whole pig.
Mm-hmm.
And when they play Florida, they bring in a whole smoked alligator and put it in the cafeteria. And the players just come and pick meat off the alligator, head and all.
Ew.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They say it gets the team fired up before they play one of their rivals. So, interesting. Have you ever had a suckling pig?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a festival for it in Louisiana. It was at Marksville, Louisiana. The Couchon Delay Festival.
With that skin that looks like glass. Mm, I mean,
so
it just
good.
Looks like it shatters. Oh,
and they roasted
so
the pigs. They started the festival on Friday, and that's when they started slow roasting the pigs in this big tunnel-looking thing. And at the end of the festival, they cut them down and served them to the peoples.
I need to get me a smoking tunnel. I'd use it all the time. There was a crazy incident at a strip club in Seattle. Crazy. Next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So if you don't know, every Friday, bless you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Every Friday I do this thing called One Star Strip Club Reviews on Extra Extra Funny, which is a podcast we do. Bless you.
Sorry, thank you.
We do it exclusively for Prime Plus members. You can get signed up tjriggins.com/prime. It happens every Friday. And one of the strip clubs we often feature is this place called Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Club. It's in Portland. It is a vegan strip club, whatever that means. I mean, go figure it out. But there was a crazy incident at the Casa Diablo vegan strip club. One of the dancers, her name is Peyton Lathan. She's 29 years old. She's been there for a decade. Stabbed the DJ. Stabbed him 4 times.
She wasn't having his stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe she just didn't like the...
I saw that story.
Did you?
Yeah. She just went nuts. There was nothing he did or nothing. She just went nuts.
Yeah, and the owner of the strip club said she's always been a little off, but this was really surprising.
Maybe it's because she's a vegetarian.
Yeah, I don't know what that even what that means. I think like, that if probably
if they serve food in there that's a vegetarian menu or vegan menu.
Yeah,
she wants that steak.
Yeah. The owner of the club said she definitely had a mental health crisis. I think she had intended to kill someone, and it just happened to be Duncan. When I think about when she was in the dressing room about 10 minutes before, she'd seemed like she was possessed by a demon.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting words from the strip club owner there.
Yeah.
But if you're the DJ and you survive, is that just a night on the job? Like you kind of...
I don't know. I'm locking the door to the DJ booth from then on.
Yeah. You ain't getting in this booth.
He said it just felt like somebody had hit him really hard in the back. And then he noticed that she had just come back after him and he was bleeding.
Yeah. I mean, the place is called the House of the Devil.
Yeah.
Casa Diablo.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Said she seemed like she was possessed by a demon. So they have started a GoFundMe. Now, if you're donating to a strip club DJ's GoFundMe, that's a next level charitable spirit, I think.
And that's also another thing that you got to explain to your wife. Why are you donating money to the recovery of a strip club DJ?
Yeah. Who is this person and what is Casa Diablo vegan strip club? That doesn't even make sense.
And you would think that their violence would be lower at a vegan strip club because, you know, they don't have enough energy to really raise a hand to anyone.
They're like zombies.
I'm so lethargic.
But yeah, you assume vegans are all about like peace, love, and, you know, nature, earth, being one, aligning chakras.
She was taking that vegan drugs or something.
And why do they even have to go to strip clubs? Don't they all just walk around naked in front of each other all the time anyway, vegans?
Yeah, right. Squat in the woods like with the rest of them.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
One of the things that that baffles me about today's U.S. American culture is how people will get so over the top excited about something that's very minor. Yet when things that are important that are breaking and things that, you know, threaten the culture or threaten liberty or things like that, who cares? This is one of those examples. Okay, we all know that chicken nuggets, that's no big feat to chicken nuggets everywhere.
Yeah.
You probably don't go a day without seeing a chicken nugget, either in person or on TV or on the internet.
Well, I don't. It's just, my kids eat.
You know, it's just something that is part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But Taco Bell had this big announcement, and you would have thought they just said, we're giving everybody in the country $1 million.
Taco Bell chicken nuggets. Yes way. Whoever said no way, yes way, girl. You're going to get some. These are our Taco Bell chicken nuggets.
You're going to get some.
No way.
And then people all social medias are acting like that this is a new dish that has just been created, and every 6-piece comes with a solid gold nugget.
That is going to last a month, tops. Who's going to Taco Bell for a chicken nugget?
Rob would be all over that, wouldn't you?
Would you?
Well, not right now, but I mean, before, yes, for sure.
Oh,
now you're on a...
Yeah, he's eating better and stuff.
I deleted all my food apps. So.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Been going to the gym?
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, my phone is light now that I got rid of all those things.
Yeah, you got extra room.
Extra space for all those selfies you take.
But yeah, it's just like that Szechuan sauce or whatever at McDonald's, and people are just whooping each other over just getting in fights.
Fighting over those dumb mugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And those chicken sandwiches at Popeye's several years ago. I mean, come on.
Crazy.
Get your priorities in line, people.
Is there anything you would stab somebody over? Like, as like a material item?
No. Not to get it the first time. If I'm protecting mines, then yeah.
You'd stab
somebody if I'm protecting mine.
Those are my Cheerios.
Me and mine.
Sure.
You trying to mess with me and mine, that ain't going to work.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's something that's going on in Columbus, Ohio that people are kind of giving the side eye to. But I don't know that I think it's all that bad.
Okay.
What do y'all think? There's a funeral home that has become the first in Ohio to get a liquor license. The owner says, my role in the position is to kind of be a party planner for the dead, to be more of a celebration of life. So when people don't want to have a funeral, they have a celebration of life. They can do it at the funeral home.
Okay.
And then, you know, they can sell alcohol and all of that.
I kind of get that.
I love it.
Yeah. At first I was like, that seems a little weird, but I get that.
Especially with more and more U.S. American citizens becoming godless, you know, and not, you know, wanting to go into a church for, you know, a religious funeral or anything like that. I think it's almost like a celebration of life of our culture that has passed. Pretty much.
Yeah. The death of our culture.
Yeah. No, but you know, my wife's crazy Aunt Neva in Indiana, I went to her celebration of life back in the summer, you know, went to Indiana and did all that. And that's what it was. It was just at her friend's house and people, you know, they had it catered and people, you know, it's a cocktail party basically
was
for the day and people talking about memories of her and all of that.
Was there an official funeral?
No.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
With the body?
No, there was no yeah. Body wasn't there.
Okay.
Some people don't want it to be sad, and I want people to be sad.
Yeah, me too.
I need you crying over my casket.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a shot of whiskey while you're at it, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not, who am I to judge?
Yeah, I want you screaming in front of the church. Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
You're not celebrating.
But I mean, I think this is just a desperate attempt for the funeral homes to finally be able to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's more money we could be making. How much? Right. What's the markup on opening a bar in, you know, here?
Right.
They're going to have specials. Like, this person's favorite cocktail. Yeah. Yeah, put it on a chalkboard outside.
Mine would be like a spicy mar with double jalapenos.
You know he loved his jungle juice.
That's right. Lindsay only like top shelf.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like when you put on an event at a hotel and you use their ballroom and all that, and they always say, you got to use our liquor and our bartenders and all. It is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you that's what this is going to be. But hey, more power to them.
Make that money.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.